Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Welcome here to the Sabetha Ball Diamond here in the 3A Baseball Regional Semifinals. We are here on our second game today of our broadcast. Again, welcome into 103.9 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Our second game here featuring the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays. The Thunder holding the number two seed here, so they will rep the home team and bat last in the inning. And Sabetha Blue Jays, number three seed, they will bat first, representing the away team. Taking a look here at both these teams this season, the Sabetha Blue Jays, head coached by Curtis Hamilton, 4-12 to up to this point in the season. They ended the league year 13-7. They won their quarterfinals matchup against ACCHS 14-1. Taking a look at this matchup history between Sabetha and Nemaha Central, earlier this year they lost to Nemaha Central 8-5 and 15-2, but last season they swept Nemaha Central 5-4 and 11-6. And now a peek over at the Nemaha Central Thunder team, head coached by Skylar Mayberry. An overall of 15-9 so far in the season, 13-7 to end with their Big East record. And they were able to beat Hiawatha 12-2 in their quarterfinals matchup last week on Friday. So again, both these teams well-rounded, communities that are right next to each other. And not only are they matching up today in baseball, they are also matching up today in softball. So big rivalry today, not only Sabetha and Nemaha Central baseball happening today, it's also Nemaha Central and Sabetha softball happening today. So I'm sure that's probably got a lot of parents going between back and forth, and of course a lot of other things as well. But again, big rivalry matchup here between both these teams. And let's go into the starting lineup, starting here with the away team, with the Sabetha Blue Jays. Starting off at the top of the lineup, the senior shortstop Kyler Wenger, and then the second batting in the order, the junior catcher Reed Mitchell. Batting third in the order, the senior right fielder Mitchell Kramer, who will be pitching today. Mitchell Kramer will be and then batting fourth in the order and cleanup will be the sophomore third baseman Jayton Meyer. Batting fifth in the order will be the sophomore first baseman Ike Tramp. Batting sixth will be the sophomore left fielder Micah Ling. Batting seventh in the batting order for the Sabetha Blue Jays will be the sophomore center fielder Curtis Fitzgerald. Batting eighth in the order, Cole Menold, a junior right fielder. And batting ninth in the order will be the senior Isaac Harder, who will be at second base for the Sabetha Blue Jays. So again, taking the mound for them will be Mitchell Kramer. We'll talk a little bit about the pitching matchup here in just a moment. But taking a look at the starting lineup of the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, as they look to bring the Lightning today as the number two seed. Number one, by the way, just got knocked down by Marysville, the number five seed, a final score of 12-3. The winner of this matchup here between Sabetha and Nemaha Central will play Marysville in the regional championship game. But nonetheless, here back to the starting lineups of the Thunder. Caleb Henick will lead it off, the sophomore second baseman. Batting second will be the junior third baseman, Jack Mackey. Batting third, the senior shortstop, Evan Oberding. Batting in the cleanup position, Sam Nordis, a senior center fielder. Reese Garrity will be the DH. Batting fifth in the order, he is a senior. Batting sixth in the order is the senior left fielder, Jarek Wirtz. Batting seventh in the order here, Caden Peterson, or it's batting sixth. Peterson, the senior first baseman. Batting eighth in the order, Levi Thomas, the sophomore catcher for Nemaha Central. And batting ninth in the order, the junior right fielder, Carter Hike. And of course, the flex player for Nemaha Central will be Camden Schmitz, who will be on the mound. He is a junior pitcher. So let's get into the pitching matchup again between these two teams. Of course, it will be but the Blue Jays who bat first, Nemaha Central. They will bat last in the bottom of the inning as the number two seed. So taking the offensive at bat, first will be Kyler Wenger, Reed Mitchell, Mitchell Kramer, and Jayton Meyer all due up in the top four. And again, it will be Schmitz taking the mound for Nemaha Central today. and Schmitz this season has went 33.1 innings pitched. He has faced 157 batters. He is looking for his 10th start with this game. He has had 564 pitches in his games. He is 3-2 in his starts. He has allowed 30 hits, 24 runs, 16 which have been earned, 22 walks, and 26 strikeouts. And he will look for a quality start today to get things going against the Blue Jays, as again, the Blue Jays will be batting first. But you compare both pitchers here today. Mitchell Kramer here, he is 1-3 in his starts. This season, he has went 25.1 innings pitched. He has allowed just 20 runs on the season, 26 hits, 33 strikeouts, and has an ERA of 2.11. So a big matchup here pitching-wise between Mitchell Kramer, the senior, against Camden Schmitz, the junior. And taking also a look at both the classes for these teams, the Sabetha Blue Jays with three seniors, two juniors and four sophomores rocking on their team, while the Thunder here representing with five seniors, three juniors, and two sophomores on their team. So a lot of heavy senior classes in this game compared to our last game that we had, where, again, Riverside didn't even have a senior on their entire roster. So we'll take a couple-minute break here. We'll be ready to go by the first pitch. Again, it will be Sabetha who will bat first at the top of the inning, and it will be defensively Nemaha Central out in the field with Schmidt taking the mound. So again, up next, the first pitch here on KNZA. It's the Sabetha Blue Jays taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder here on KNZA in the 3A Baseball Regional semifinal.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your healthcare needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141 to schedule a time with your healthcare provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Starting shortstop, number 3, Evan Overdeen.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 103.9 KMZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. Our second matchup here of the evening, a 3A regional semifinal matchup between the Sabetha Blue Jays taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder. Again, Sabetha representing the away team as the 3 seed, Nemaha Central representing the home team as the number 2 seed. So Sabetha will come up and bat first. Looking at their top 4 batters come up here in the order, Kyler Wenger to lead it off, the senior shortstop. Batting second will be Reed Mitchell, the junior catcher. Batting in third, the senior pitcher for the Blue Jays today, Mitchell Kramer. And batting in cleanup will be the sophomore third baseman, Jayden Meyer. Taking a peek at the defensive field here for the Nemaha Central Thunder, it'll be Schmitz again on the mound, Thomas behind the plate catching. It will be Peterson at first, Hienick at second, Jack Mackey at third, Oberding playing shortstop, Wirtz out in left field, Nordis in center, and Hike playing in right. So here, nearly on the way, the first pitch action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The winner of this game will play Marysville for the 3A Regional Championship down here at Sabetha Somerset Ballpark. Beautiful ballpark, by the way, down here at Sabetha. Also hosts Legion games. One of definitely a great place to cover and also be here as a fan. And talking about the fans, the seats were loaded in the first game, and here they are even more loaded in the second, as, again, this is a big rivalry game between two close communities, Sabetha and Nemaha Central, as well, not only a baseball game going on right now, but a Nemaha Central-Sabetha softball game also being played today. So big rivalries happening. So from the mound, it's Schmidt. Schmidt, who I mentioned, had 26 strikeouts on the year. He has went 33 innings. He's looking for a quality start here. From the mound, taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays, Kyle Winger will lead it off for Sabetha this year. He is batting roughly around 280. He's got an OPS of just a tick above of 700. He's got a little over 22 hits on the year and 14 RBIs with 31 runs scored. So here he's trying to get off to a good start here today. Again, it was Sabetha who were able, they defeated and came pretty cleanly out of their quarterfinal against ACCHS. They won by a score of 14-1. Nemaha Central, they won a 12-2 over Hiawatha, sending Hiawatha baseball home in the first round. And as Winger is taking a couple practice swings out and getting ready to go, these teams, they matched up earlier on this year. Nemaha Central, they won 8-5, 15-2 in the second game. But last year, Sabetha were the ones who had the laugh as they were able to win 5-4 game 1 and 11-6 in game 2. So, very much a close rivalry. Two teams that battle hard against each other. And here, first pitch nearly on the way here on KNZA. Crendon Prophet Kirk Gilman back in the studio. Schmidt drags the right foot, now delivers left foot forward, and the first pitch of the game is fouled straight back by Kyle Winger. And now the action is set to go here on Nemesis Sports Radio Network. Also got action on Care Radio 93.7 down at the Valley Falls 1-2A Regional with Brandon Sabin. You can also tune in there to keep in tune on those games. Next pitch is also inside. That is now an 0-2 count for Kyle Winger to battle against. Already early on having to protect, and Schmidt's looking for a strikeout 27 of the year. This one chopped, rolling towards the shortstop. That will go down as a base hit for Winger. A nice slow roller on the 0-2 count, just batted out to the left side, right of the shortstop, and it just rolled slow enough. It was a little hard to make the play from Evan Oberding, and already here a time call by the catcher and Levi Thomas, but usually he comes back behind the plate and ready to catch, and Schmidt's here ready to deal from the mound. Reed Mitchell now up to bat, the junior catcher. He is a left-handed batter, and he bats in from that right side as a left-handed batter, and here he holds back for the first pitch. It's in on the right corner for strike one. Nothing but heat on the fastball from Schmidt. Camden Schmidt's here not in the batting order for Nemaha Central. He's only pitching. A junior pitcher in Schmidt. Next pitch. This one hit hard. Playable by second. The throw is on time on second base, but is not on time to first. The double play not there, but the runner on second is out. Or trying to get the second is out from Winger. Now Reed Mitchell is on first off the fielder's choice. Now, Mitchell Kramer is up to bat, the senior who's pitching today here for the Sabetha Blue Jays, and Jane Meyer is on deck. So already here, three up and one down so far, runner on first for the Sabetha Blue Jays, looking to strike first here against Nemaha Central. Schmidt, working from the stretch, here delivers against the righty and goes far away from him in the left corner, 4-1. Kramer out of the box, now stepping back in, closing up the back right corner, the chalked white outline. Here he's got the brown Tarkata bat with some orange and white stripes wrapping around. Next pitch here into the right corner, in for strike one. Now a 1-1 count here for Mitchell Kramer. The Mohawk Central Thunder wearing the white bottoms and white caps with the purple tops, white trims, and letters and numbers. Next pitch here, down the middle, and that is swung on and missed by Mitchell Kramer. Kramer now down 1-2. I'm Smith, the Blue Jays here today with the dark blue tops and helmets with gray, darker, lighter shade of gray pants with some black lining going down the sides. White gloves here for Mitchell Kramer on the 1-2. This one rocketed out to left, backtracking, or kind of going forward now for it, is Wirth, and that records the second out of the inning. So here in the top of the first, two down, the runner on first, that's Reed Mitchell. Now Jaden Meyer up to bat next. Jaden Meyer, the sophomore third baseman, taking his first at bat here as he closes in to the back right corner of the box. Losses to the catcher, and now he calls for batter's time, and now he resets his positioning, and he's ready to go. Steel brown colored with the bat, and now here's the pitch. It winds just out to the left for ball one. Meyer now on the 1-0 count. Ike Tramp now on deck. On first, Reed Mitchell, couple feet off that first base bag. Schmitz here keeping focus down the home plate. Now he delivers the pitch, and just under the barrel gets the swing from Meyer for strike call number one. 1-1 now the count on Jaden Meyer. Meyer quickly huddles himself back up to the plate. And he inches the bat behind his back. Just a slow wobble and a swing here. This one skied out to right center, quarters way. And coming in for the play is the center fielder, Samuel Nordis. And that will end the top of the fourth. No runs. Off one hit, no errors, and just one left on base for the Sabetha Blue Jays. We now go into the bottom of the first, 0-0, Nemaha Central up the bat.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And this is the bottom of the first inning. Nemaha Central now up to bat. It's Caleb Hienick, the sophomore second baseman, to lead it off. Jack Mackey on deck, the junior third baseman. In the hole will be Evan Olberding, the senior shortstop. And batting cleanup in the order will be Samuel Nordis, the senior center fielder. Taking a peek at the defensive field here for the Special Blue Jays. Again, it is Kramer pitching, Mitchell behind the plate catching, Trapp at first, Harder at second, Meyer at third, Winger at shortstop, Lang out in left, Fitzgerald in center, and Menold out in right field. And here, getting ready to take his first at-bat of this game, is Hienick. Hienick this year batting roughly around 400, an OPS of 992, just a couple of ticks under 1,000. He's been the leadoff man this year for the Nemaha Central Thunder, so he searches to bring the lightning with his first at-bat as he's still getting a couple warm-up swings in, and now he trots his way over to the left side of the plate as he bats right. The orange primary color with the bat with a little bit of a black line going through it, and now the First pitch is to Hienick, and it is skied out the center. Will it come down for a blooper? Yes, it will. That is a hit. And taking off the second base and making it into a trip, a double, is Hienick. So a great take from Hienick, recognizing where the ball was heading out into the center field and rolling. Fitzgerald tried to make the play on it, sliding to come up and make the grab, but could not get it. And now Hienick's on second base and scoring position for Jack Mackey to come up and try to score it. No outs. Leadoff man on second base. Jack Mackey now taking his first at bat. The junior third baseman. Right now, Kramer taking a look back at second, now delivers, showing bunt for the first pitch, but pulling away was Mackey, and it's going to be ball one. One ball, no strikes here against Jack Mackey, who right now is batting 200 this year. The 1-0 count. Kramer looking back, now delivering forward. Here's the bunt. It slow rolls out to the left side. Kramer picks it up. He's trying to throw it to first base. He gets it on time. Jack Mackey is out on the ground out to the pitcher, but he does what he was hoping to do. That's get Hienick in scoring position on third base. Caleb Hienick now on third with one out. Evan Oberding, the senior shortstop, is now up to bat. Oberding this year, who bats around 500, over 1,200 OPS. Here he chops it for a shallow blooper out in left center, and that falls down for a base hit, an RBI single for Evan Oberding to get the first run on the board of the game here for the Thunder. Hienick comes through and scores. It's an earned run.
The center fielder, number 20.
And already here, Emaw Central, two hits and one run in this. Bottom of the first with one out. And now it is Sam Nordis batting now with Reese Scarity on deck. First pitch is in low. First strike one against Nordis, the senior center fielder. Nordis steps out with his right foot still in the box, doesn't take the practice swing, just evens up his bat straight up, now goes back into the back right corner, keeps the bat a little low over his right shoulder with a little bit of a wobble, 90 degrees in the right elbow, but holds off on the next pitch for ball one. It's 1-1 count now for Sam Nordis. Not taking any practice swings, but he steps out of the box, and he's been keeping his right foot in. Kind of interesting there to note. Nordis now back in, and the next pitch winds up to the top for ball two. And now it's two balls, one strike. Runner on first, that's Evan Oberding. He had the RBI single that scored Caleb Hienick. It's 1-0. Nemaha Central leads at the bottom of the first, one down. Still batting. Nordis on the 2-1, Kramer now delivering. This one hit hard, right center. There's a big open gap, and it is rolling. It is scooped up like some ice cream from Fitzgerald, and a sweet double. The cherry on top from Samuel Nordis. And Oberding is now in scoring position on third base. He could not wrap around third, but Oberding on third, Nordis on second. Two doubles in this inning already for the Thunder. We have had two big cracks of lightning to the outfield. And three total hits, back-to-back ones here. And now already a meeting between catcher and pitcher, Kramer and Reed Mitchell. And Mitchell is a quick chatter. Now he's back trotting to behind the plate. He puts his mask in front of his face, and now he gets down the squat position, ready to get back to catch. Here it's Reese Garrity, the DH, fifth here in the batting order for the Nemaha Central Thunder. He's a left-handed batter, and he steps out as the pitcher looks to get reset. Kramer now here finally getting set. Glove in front of the face, now lowers to just above his right waist. Now the offering, a foul stripe all the way out to the left, and it's a 0-1 count. The only one here for Garrity, Derek Wirtz, up the bat next with Caden Peterson in the hole. Garrity on the 0-1. Kramer, now the waist with the ball, raises up the left leg, kicks, steals, and that's ball one. 1-1 count here for Reese Garrity. He steps out, takes a low practice swing, steps back into the box, choked up as far as you can go. He's on the white stripe of that right side box, and here he goes. He pops it foul to the left, And that'll put him to the 1-2 count for Reese Garrity. Reese Garrity, who this year is averaging around 333. He's got an OPS above 1,000. Been a good year for Reese Garrity. On the 1-2, it's a high fastball in for ball two. So 2-2 count now for Reese Garrity, the senior designated hitter, fifth in the order. Up next, Eric Wirtz. Runner on second and third with one out. Nemaha Central leading here 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Kramer now delivering outside of the right for ball three. It's a full count now for Reese Garrity. This is a crucial situation for both the pitcher and the hitter. Of course, Kramer wanting the strikeout is what he is definitely desiring right now. Here, he delivers, and it is fouled straight back up the top of the barrel of the bat. It keeps it to the full count, 3-2. 33 strikeouts on the year from Mitchell Kramer. He wants to get strikeout number 34. Kramer here delivering, and this fly foul once more. And here already a lengthy at-bat from Reese Garrity as he is battling tough and hard against Mitchell Kramer. Kramer with the eye black going down both of his cheeks in a downwards vertical triangle. And another foul ball chipped away from Reese Garrity, and that's already working the pitch count here of Mitchell Kramer early on in this game. Still only one down the bottom of the first. Runners on second and third. Garrity teetering the bat behind his left shoulder. He raises that right foot. The pitch runs just out for ball four, and Garrity jogs to first. And just like that, the bases are loaded for the Thunder in the bottom of the first inning with just one out on the board. Derek Wirtz looking to make it hurt here for the Thunder. It's Garrity on first, Nordis on second, Overding on third, and Wirtz taking his first at-bat. He's even up in the stance, kind of a little wide, keeping himself up, and the first pitch rides in for strike one. Nemaha Central with a 1-0 lead, but can easily get extended here with a hard hit by Wirtz. Next pitch, out to the left of the plate, and it's now a 1-1 count. Kramer having to set himself mentally in this position to get out of this inning. Next one, lined hard, out the right. That is foul beyond the right foul pole. And that kind of followed a little bit with that trailing tailwind. We start at 16 miles per hour in our first game from the northwest, blowing the right corner of the field. Sun starting to shine on through. Cloud coverage now, it is partly out here, but the sun finally has shine on down. Now it's Wirtz's time to shine on the 1-2. Chops it to the pitcher, and the play is on time at home and on first. A double play. A 1-2-3 double play to end the inning. An incredible job by Kramer to Mitchell to trap on first. That's how you get it done with the bases loaded, and that's exactly what the Sabetha Blue Jays wanted to do. Well, that will end the inning. Nemaha Central able to put up one run off three hits, no errors, and there is two left on base for Nemaha Central. We are back here in the top of the second, 1-0, Nemaha leads.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We enter the top of the second inning. The Blue Jays back up to bat. They are down 1-0. Central under able to put up one run off three hits in the bottom of the first. Here the second pitch just outside for ball one against Ike Tramp. It's a 1-2 count. Ike Tramp, the fifth batter in the order here for the Blue Jays, the sophomore first baseman. And then on deck is Micah Lang, the sophomore left fielder. And in the hole is Curtis Fitzgerald, the sophomore center fielder. Four sophomores here meeting up the middle of the order. Next pitch out for ball two. 2-1 count now for Ike Tramp. And cleaning it up in this second inning will be Cole Mendel, the junior right fielder. Next pitch on the 2-1, it's chopped hard and kind of a slow reaction after making contact. Ike Tramp is put down on the ground out to second base. Now Micah Lang comes up to bat. Micah Lang, as I mentioned, the sophomore left fielder. He bats from the left side. Left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher in Schmidt so far. He's gone 1.1 innings. He's allowed just one hit, no runs. So looking for his first strikeout, and he gets a strike call here. Gets Mike Lang on the first pitch to him. It's 0-1. Now the next delivery on the way. It's a changeup that just hits in the bottom bucket of the zone, and now Lang is going to have to protect on an 0-2 count. 0-2 count for Lang. He's hittering the bat, holds off on the next pitch. It just went outside to the right for ball one. Micah Lang here, battling on a 1-2, needing to protect the sophomore left fielder. Schmidt patiently delivering, and this one, skied left. It is going foul, and that is out of play. Just over the left kind of brick wall that's just slightly lowered. You can definitely picture a couple of outfielders who may be trying to make a play like that. Definitely could be falling over. Actually, I say that. We saw that last Friday, but it was on the opposite side of the field. It was a low brick wall. We saw a player fall over that. Again, it's just low. It's probably no more than 4 foot off the ground. Next pitch in here for ball two against Michael Lang. It's now 2-2. Quickly back with it, getting set. Now the pitch and fouled away. It's about the dugout keep it to 2-2. Micah Lang on the even count. Curtis Fitzgerald on deck. Schmitz gets set. Left foot now diving forward with the pitch. And that one just sunk a little under the bridge of the strike zone. And that puts the count to full 3-2. And winner of this game will play Marysville. Marysville, they won their matchup against Riverside, number one seed. They upside them as number fifth, 12-3. Sixth pitch, foul, straight back on the full count from Micah Lang. It is 3-2. Schmitz. Out the waist. Now here's the pitch, and it's another foul ball. And just staying in the battle is Micah Lang, not trying to go down here with the strikeout. This full count, the left-handed batter. Next pitch is swung on and missed in the left corner of the zone. And that is already two down, looking for a 1-2-3 inning here if you're in Omaha Central defensively.
Now batting the center fielder,
Curtis Fitzgerald, the sophomore center fielder, now up to bat. With two down, no runners on. Next pitch here, it is lined out between the center, between the first baseman and the second baseman, and that goes for a base hit for Curtis Fitzgerald. That is just the second hit of the game here for the Sabetha Blue Jays, their second single. And Curtis Fitzgerald was just then able to reach base. Fitzgerald, he's got over 8 singles on the season now. Cole Mendel now up to bat, the 8th here in the order for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Isaac Carter up next. First pitch down to the left corner in for strike one on Cole Mendel. the junior right fielder, taking his first at-bat here in this top of the first. Mennel, who bats 267 this season, keeping the high bat raised and holds off on the high fastball for ball one. And Cole Mennel now in the 1-1 count, and Harder on deck. Two outs, runner on first with Curtis Fitzgerald. Schmidt now setting and dealing a high fastball. That's again out of the top of the zone. It's 2-1 on Cole Mennel. Schmidt just recorded his first strikeout of the game. The second out is saying it's Michael Lang. And allowed his second hit of the game just against Curtis Fitzgerald, who right now lays on first. Next pitch, high again in the zone, and now Mennel is on a 3-1 count and has a chance to get himself on base via the walk. It'd be Schmitz's first issued walk in this game. 3-1 count on Cole Mennel. Peek back to first by Schmitz, and now a delivery into the top right corner. That is way out for ball four, and Mennel will take first. So Sebastian, with two outs in the inning, are able to get a couple runners on. They are down by 1-0 against Nemaw Central in this top of the second. Runner on first and Mennel, a runner on second and Fitzgerald. We're back up to the top of the order for Sabatha with Kyle Wenger, who reached off of a single. And at first, he led it off with the single. Here he has his first pitch for a high fly ball. It's going to shallow left, and it is put down by the shortstop in Evan Overding. So in the end of the top of the second inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on base for the Sabatha Blue Jays. It is 1-0, the Nemaw Central Thunder still leads here over the Sabatha Blue Jays. Nemaw off the bat here in the bottom of the second.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabatha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luker. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lowering into the bottom of the second, and second pitch here to Peterson is fouled straight back. Peterson is down early on the 0-2 count. The Sabatha Blue Jays made an incredible play to end the bottom of the first. It's a double play. Next pitch here, chopped on playable from the second, picked up and thrown on time to first. It is Isaac Carter to Ike Tramp to get the first out of the bottom of the second. A little golf clap to give him applause there for the play. Levi Thomas, eighth up in the batting order here for Nemaw Central, up to bat in, or batting now. As he walked up, and Carter Hike on deck. Levi Thomas bringing the number two pencil with this at bat, trying to look sharp. Here is his first pitch, is in for strike one. And now quick relay and a fast second pitch. It's a little wild, and that goes out of the zone for ball two. 1-1 count against Levi Thomas. Next pitch, that one is also would have been a wild pitch as it gets passed. It's now two balls, one strike. And Levi Thomas here out of the box. 2-1 count for Levi Thomas. And here's the delivery for strike two. Just in the right of the corner. And Thomas, he just put no gas on it. But here he is on a 2-2 count. having to protect. He chops it over the top of Wenger at shortstop, and that will go down for a base hit for Levi Thomas, a blooper single out the left. Now Carter Hike, the ninth in the order here for Nemaha Central, who will be one of the best returning base or football players going into the 2025 football season. Carter Hike, the junior right fielder, taking his first at-bat, number nine in the order. He also continues with the pencil bat. He shows the eraser side, trying to get the end of the ball to bunt it. Goes in for strike one, then he pulls away. It's now 0-1 on the count for Carter Hike. Here's the offering from Kramer, and that is framed out in that right corner once more, and it'll just like that, Carter Hike is down 0-2. And I'm sure if he could take that pencil, he'd like to erase the last two pitches. But he's going to try to take a sharp pit. There was a throw to first. Levi Thomas was back in safe on the slide. He's got a good lead off of that first base bag, just kind of extending it little by little. But Tramp is watching it extremely closely. And a swing and a miss on the 0-2 by Carter Hike, and that retires him and gets out the bottom of the order here for Nemaha Central. Two down, runner on first. We go back up to the top of the batting lineup for Nemaha Central with Caleb Henick, the sophomore second baseman. Last time he had a double. That was to start the first inning. And here he fouls off his first pitch all the way up for strike one. He was the first and only run to score so far in this game for Nemaha Central. Again, big credit there to his leadoff double. 0-1 count for Hanick. Runner on first, two outs. Next pitch winds in for strike two. And now it's an 0-2 count for Hanick. Jack Mackey, second in the order, up next. Hanick, next delivery into the corner. It's for a ball, but a slide and a take off the second is not on time, and Levi Thomas gets the steal. Here it's a 1-2 count, one ball, two strikes for Caleb Hanick, and he is looking to score a run here with a runner in scoring position as it presents itself now. Next pitch, high in the zone, it's 2-2. Kramer trying to keep it to zero in this bottom of the second. Trying to hold Nemaha Central to one so far in this game. 1-0. Thunder leads. Next pitch, and that is the strikeout call. The fastball into the lower edge of the zone. And that gets the K that Mitchell Kramer definitely wanted and needed. So no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base as Thomas stranded on second. He had the lone hit of the inning. We now head our way up into the top of the third. It's 1-0. Nemaha Central leads over Sabetha.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're back in here at the top of the third inning. So Bethel Blue Jays back up to bat. First pitch inside, and that is for strike one against Reed Mitchell. Reed Mitchell, who last time up got on off a fielder's choice as he bats second in the order. Mitchell Kramer due up next. Jaden Meyer in the hole, and Ike Tramp cleaning up as we get started with this top of the third. Next pitch outside for ball one. It's a 1-1 count for Reed Mitchell, the junior catcher. Setting, now dealing the pitch. It's inside of the right corner, and it's out for ball two. It's a here a 3-1 count against Reed Mitchell. And next pitch here by Schmidt is hit hard to the third baseman, picked up by Mackey, and it's on time to Peterson at first. And that'll get the ground out for the first out of the top of the third. Now Mitchell Kramer will come up, Jaden Meyer on deck, and in the hole, Ike Tramp. One down.
Now batting the catcher, number four.
No runners on. Nemoth Central again leading 1-0 here over Sabetha in this half of the third. Sabetha has the at-bat. Kramer last time up, popped out to left field, taking a second at-bat in the game now. First pitch to him here, goes outside in the corner for ball one. 1-0 count for Mitchell Kramer. Start pitching today for Sabetha. Here it chops one foul out the left fence side, right behind him. And that is for strike one. 1-1 count for Mitchell Kramer. Schmidt offering a high fastball, and it's for ball two. Mitchell Kramer batting .397 this year, just a little under .400. He's got over 30 hits recorded. Here, the left-handed batter takes a swing and puts another one foul into the back left fence. And Mitchell Kramer is now in a tied up 2-2 count. It's all knotted up, but Schmitz wants to put the bow on it for the strikeout. Schmitz already recording one strikeout here in this game already. He's got 27 strikeouts on the year. The next pitch is low and out for all three. It's a full count, 3-2. Trying to get on base for the first time today is Mitchell Kramer, and holds off on an inside fastball, and it's called strike three. A strikeout on Mitchell Kramer. So far, two up and two down for this about the Blue Jays. Now, Jaden Meyer will come up with two outs on the board. Takes a low practice swing, and the right-handed batter comes up to the plate, takes a tap of the far right player with the bat, and then swings the bat over his back. First pitch, out. The ball one. And Meyer, he's 0-1 today. He popped up to center field in his first at-bat in the first inning. Next pitch, rides on into the inner corner to the left of the zone for strike one. 1-1 count now for Jaden Meyer. Schmitz. The leather glove in front now brings it, drops it to the hip, delivers the fastball out of blue to the left corner for ball two. It's a 2-1 count for Jaden Meyer. Camden Schmitz, the junior pitcher. Setting. Now here's the offering. And that is way out to the left. And that will bring it to the 3-1 count. But the far out fastball. Trying to get it more in control here is Schmitz. Schmitz firing and outside in the left corner of the zone once more. And that'll walk Jaden Meyer. That is the second walk issued here by Camden Schmitz today. Schmitz having only issued two walks so far and only allowed two hits. He's gone two innings, has yet to allow a run to score. He's also got two strikeouts. A runner on first with two down. Ike Tramp now up to bat. Sabetha just needs one run to tie the game, as Nemoth Central leads 1-0 in the top of the third. First pitch, skied out back to the right of Ike Tramp. And Tramp early on, 0-1 in the count. He steps out of the box, quickly goes back in. It's like Tramp might have a boot on his left leg. And it's 0-1 here on the count for Tramp. Next pitch, and it's a strike call against Tramp, but it's a pass ball that will allow Meyer to get through to second base. Now it's an 0-2 count on Tramp. So you like to see Meyer on second here for Sabatha in scoring position, but Tramp here, he's forced to protect on this count, and he wants to not give him the runner to tie this game. Here's the pitch. Winds out to the left for ball one. And heading back to second base was Meyer. Meyer now putting himself to the right. Obering, trying to play behind on that second base bag. Next pitch is out and away for ball two. It's now a 2-2 count for Ike Tramp. It was 0-2. Now it's 2-2. It's tied up on the count. Schmitz, deep breath, a shrug, and a look back to second. He takes a double look. Now he delivers in front. This one is hard. Chopped out to left. Will the runner go through third? Yes, he will. And that'll tie the game. Jayton Meyer making his way across the plate. Ike Tramp with the RBI single to tie the game in the top of the third. It is now 1-1 between the Blue Jays and the Thunder. Now Micah Lane comes up for the bat. A two-out single from Ike Tramp. Desperately needed for Sabatha here. Early on, this is already shaping up to be a low-scoring game. Next pitch. Inside for a fastball strike. Micah Lang now 0-1 on the count. Last time up, he struck out on the full count. 0-1 for Lang. Next pitch. Out to the right corner. And a attempted back pick to first. It is thrown off the line. That'll be an error. And Tramp will take off to second. And the throw to second is also dropped, but thankfully for Hienick, he was able to, or that was Olberding. Olberding was able to kind of block it so it didn't get too far from him. But Tramp now in scoring position on second base. So Tramp on second. Mike Lang here on the 1-1. Lang on the steel light brown bat. A black secondary coloring. Here's the pitch to the left corner, and that rings up strike call number two. That's 1-2 count now, and Micah Lang. Last time again, mentioned the struck out on the full count. After Lang, we got Curtis Fitzgerald at eighth in the order, and there should be seventh. Next one out for ball two. It's 2-2 now on the count. Micah Lang batting sixth. Trying to get the go-ahead knock with Tramp on second. Schmidt looks that way behind him on second base. Takes two glances. Now throws it down the plate. This one is gapped out to right, and it's to the fence. That'll be a stand-up double at least for Micah Lang. And just like that, the Sabatha Blue Jays make a rally with two outs in the inning. They put up two runs of back-to-back hits. Ike Tramp comes in and scores.
Now batting the left fielder, number 10.
And again, Ike Tramp, he reached off a single, but only got to second because of the error throw by Levi Thomas. He was trying to go for the back pick to Peterson at first base to get the out on Tramp, but it just went down the right line. It caused the error. Tramp was then able to take off to second base and set himself up into a scoring position, and he was just knocked in by the RBI double, the two outs on the board by Micah Lang. So what a huge play by the Sabatha Blue Jays. It came to Schmidt staying out on the mound after the quick mound visit. Skyler Mayberry making the decision to discuss with his pitcher for a little bit. Just trying to calm him down, telling them, hey, it's okay. Two runs is a whole lot. We'll just try to keep it there. Sabatha has another running and scoring position. They are 2-for-2 in this inning with the runner in scoring position. Next pitch, out of the right of the zone for ball one against Curtis Fitzgerald. But before that, they went 0-of-1 in the last inning, and Fitzgerald was in scoring position. Wenger had a chance to knock him in and not get the contact he wanted. Now 0-2 count. The pitch goes outside against Fitzgerald. So that's exactly what you want to see here if you're the Blue Jays. And you have runners who are in scoring position, you can knock him in. Bickett from the Royals. You got to score your runners who are on second and third. Next pitch, in for strike one against Fitzgerald. That's 2-1. 2-1 count now against Curtis Fitzgerald, with the eighth batter in the order, Cole Menold, up next. Schmitz looks behind now and delivers a hard hit out to the left side, but it's beyond foul. Curtis Fitzgerald on the side up 2-2. Schmitz can end the top of the third here with a strikeout. He has gotten two strikeouts today. Schmitz, he's allowed a total of four hits so far. He allowed a single in the first, a single in the second, and here in this inning, he's allowed a single and a double. Back-to-back hits, he's given up. Not trying to do another to Fitzgerald, but Fitzgerald bails this one out to left, up in the air, chasing it down, and it goes in for a hit! And all the way in the home is Michael Lang! And the Blue Jays are 3-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Three straight RBI hits for Sabetha, but back-to-back RBI doubles. And now Curtis Fitzgerald. Well, actually, he was minus the double there. He actually is at first. Thought he was all the way at second. Might have been sent back in some way. Next pitch here against Menold. For strike one. So it's an 0-1 count here for Cole Menold. Run on first, a slight lead off. Sabetha, they put up three runs in this thing to take the lead by two, and a scrappy grab for the ball by Schmitz as it popped to him, and Schmitz gets out of the top of the third with the ground out. But Sabetha deal their damage. They are able to put up three runs off three hits, one error, and just one left on base. The Blue Jays take the lead 3-1 as we head into the bottom of the third. Nemaha Central, the Thunder, they will look to make it rain as we enter the bottom of the third.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where Jack Mackey gets on first base. Here, starting off the inning, an error by the shortstop on Kyle Wenger. So reaching here early off a error is Jack Mackey. So a runner is on to lead off this bottom of the third. And a chop to third base. A double play is in effect. A throw to first base is not on time. Mackey is out at second. Evan Oberding reaches off the fielder's choice to third base. You know, there's a great recognition there by Meyer to make that throw to Wenger, who is covering the second base bag, and Wenger tried to get that throw on time to Tramp, just couldn't. Now Sam Nordis up the bat, first pitch to him is chopped, and that one bounces and hops out to right field, and it is thrown off to the cutoff man, the second baseman, now thrown to the third baseman, as Oberding was able to go all the way to third base. Sam Nordis is able to put down the chop roller out to the right side for the base hit. Nemaha Central already 2-1, runner on first and third with one down. The tying run on first base, Reese Garrity up to bat. Kramer taking a peek at first. Now deadlocks his eyes with a nod down home plate to throw to second. Now looks on time, and they get the out. What a play. Caught stealing Samuel Nordis. What a throw by Reed Mitchell. Throwing it on a fiery rope. And that will get the second out of the inning, but the Nemaha Central Thunder have a runner on third. Ray Scarity a chance to knock him in. It's no one count here against Scarity. Next pitch is low, and it was Overding who was thinking about taking off the potential wild pitch. Now it is a 1-1 count now on Reese Scarity. He's looking to get the knock here, and it looks like he does. He finds the gap at in the center left. Can he extend it to a double? He is trying to get on time. It's a slide in the second, and he is safe. Reese Scarity, a two-out RBI double. He scored Evan Olberding. And Reese Scarity now on second, and unfortunate for Sam Nordis that he got caught stealing on second. If he did not try to make that steal, he could have potentially been the tying run to make this 3-3. Let's put the still lead 3-2 here. A chopper played by Wanger at short. He has a collection of crow hop to first. It's on time to tramp, and that will end the inning. So it's a quick one, but Nemaha Central are able to at least get one run up on the board off of two hits, one error, and just one left on base. It's 3-2. That's about the Blue Jays' lead. We head up into the top of the fourth. It's the Blue Jays up to bat.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
When you think about your farming operation, we help you think of opportunity and that the best is yet to come. Hi, this is Union State Bank. We offer a full range of ag loans from a team that understands agriculture and our local communities. Come see us for operating and equipment purchase loans, real estate loans, including farmland purchases, capital improvement, livestock, and more. Our team is ready and able to help you move forward. So let's get growing. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we now head up into the top of the fourth inning, leading it off with the ninth batter in the order for the Sabetha Blue Jays. It's Isaac Carter. But it seems to now a substitution is going to get made by Nemaha Central. It is now Sam Nordis who comes in and pitches for Schmitz. So Schmitz, who is not on the batting lineup, so nothing changes there. But now Nordis comes in to pitch. He had his warm-ups for now Harder. It's Cole Mendel batting. And Mendel here, it's 1-1. Next pitch, and it's out and away for ball two. So 2-1 count here for Cole Mendel, the junior right fielder. Next pitch is delivered to him and fouled straight back. It's now a 2-2 count for Cole Mendel. Nordis, he played out in center field, trying to see who came out to replace him in that spot, and now a foul straight ball to keep it to the 2-2. Going out and replacing him out in center field is Carter Hike. So Carter Hike moved out into center field. Next pitch here, delivered and shot to the first base bag, and it is playable from Caden Peterson, and Peterson makes the play. Now one out here to start the
top of the fourth for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Again, they took the lead in the last inning. They put up three runs off three hits. Currently, the score is 3-2. Sabetha leads. And now in the bottom of the order, Isaac Harder now batting. The left-handed batter, first pitch to him way outside of the right for ball one. And here the next offering by Nordis, outside of the right again for ball two. That's now a 2-0 count. Rising the left leg, now delivering, picked up, now flying out the center, and it's the shortstop to go out and play it in shallow. That is Oberding who makes the play. So two up and two down so far. And the player who went out and played in right field, that was Camden Schmidt.
Now batting the shortstop, number two, Tyler.
So Camden Schmidt comes in here and goes out to the defensive field. And a blooper out on the right, but a does not make the catch. That was, again, I just mentioned that Camden Schmidt, who just came out in the right field, he could not make the catch, and now Wenger is on first base. They deem it down as an error.
Now batting the catcher.
And now Reed Mitchell, the catcher, now up to bat here for Sabetha. So two down, runner on first. Again, just trying to get the confirmed defensive lineman. Now up for Nemaha Central. And now Reed Mitchell with the at-bat now. He's 0 for 1 today. He's grounded out, but he's reached once off the fielder's choice in the first inning. First pitch to him is in for out for a ball. Now, Nordis loading up, preparing the cannon on the 1-0 count, and firing from the mound. This one blasted out in the center. It's Carter Hike relaying to get it, and he puts it down to end the top of the fourth. So, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base for the Sabetha Blue Jays. The Blue Jays still have the lead 3-2 as we head into the bottom of the fourth inning here on KNZA.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Nemaha Central Thunder, they took out their starting pitcher, Schmitz, after just three innings. They put in Nordis. Nordis came in, allowed no runs and no hits in the top of the fourth, and now it's the Nemaha Central Thunder trying to respond here. In the bottom of the order, their final three batters, they're 7-9, with Caden Peterson, Levi Thomas, and Carter Hike all up here at bat.
So
Caden Peterson, taking off in the bottom of the fourth. Score, 3-2. Sabetha leads over Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central, they put up one run last inning. First pitch in for a called strike against Caden Peterson. Kramer still dealing here from the mound for Sabetha. This one, chop going to the inner part of the infield. And it is put down by Kyle Winger. So one up, one down. Now Levi Thomas comes up to bat. And here if you're Mitchell Kramer, you're looking to get a 1-2-3 inning going against the bottom third here of the lineup. And this first pitch is chopped straight into Levi Thomas, the batter, so it's foul. Thomas now on the 0-1. sophomore catcher. His first time up, he singled. He's 1-for-1 today. He also managed to steal second before he was left stranded. Next pitch, hits the dirt for ball one. 1-1 count. Fastball a little out of control on the trail. Spetha trying to hold the lead here, going into the fifth. Next pitch, delivered, rocketed all the way up in the air. That is a rainbow. Let's see if the pot of gold here is on the Sabetha side, and yes, it is. A great play by Meyer from third base to come in and call off the airway to retire Levi Thomas. So just like that, two up and two down against the bottom, here against the bottom three of the order, as the ninth batter, Carter Hike, comes up to bat. High class time up at a three-pitch strikeout. He was on the 0-2, fouled off a couple of times, but he then struck out in the 0-2. Here is first pitch delivered to him now. Is fouled out to the right. First strike, one. Carter Hike, he was going pencil bat last time, but he's changed the bat to more of a lighter red. It's now a 1-1 count as Carter Hike takes his first ball today. Next one, high in the top right of the zone for ball two. See if the back change makes a difference here for Hike. It's red with some black stripes rolling around it on the barrel. And the next pitch goes in for strike two. It's a 2-2 count. And here Kramer trying to get out of this inning. The Lays kick, the knee-high fastball, and that is a recorded strikeout down for Kramer. A 3-up and 3-down inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. Kramer, he has went 4 innings so far. He's only allowed a total here of 3 hits and 3 runs. All right, we're back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network in the top of the fifth. It's about to lead 2-2.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Great beginnings happen at Sabetha Community Hospital. From the moment you know you're pregnant, we're here for you every step of the way. Imagine your own private room, expert doctors, prenatal classes, and lactation support, all focused on you and your precious newborn. Our labor and delivery rooms are designed for your family's comfort and privacy. Ready for a wonderful beginning? Call the labor and delivery department at Sabetha Community Hospital today. 785-284-1529. Sabetha Community Hospital, supporting families close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network on KNZA as we are now entering the top of the fifth inning. Smith of Blue Jays leading up. Still here, 3-2. It's Mitchell Kramer who hits it on a hop to the left side of the third baseman. It was a long throw, but the first baseman, Peterson, makes the play on the long stretch. Off the back foot, gotta love an athletic first baseman like Peterson who can make that play. And, of course, the long throw by Jack Mackey to get it on time. Nothing but pure athleticism shown on the infield from Nemaha Central. Mitchell Kramer now 0-for-3 on the day after that ground out. Now Jaden Meyer steps up the bat. He is 0-for-1. He has reached once and scored once. He was the first run to come through in the third inning for the Sabetha Blue Jays. This is his first plate appearance since. First one taken for a ball. And Jaden Meyer here, he was able to get to second base off the pass ball and scored off the RBI by Ike Tramp. And now fouls second pitch away here for strike one. Now 1-1 count on Jaden Meyer. Trying to extend the score is this about the Blue Jays. Next pitch, delivering into the right lower quarter, thirds of the plate, and it's in for strike two. 1-2 count. Nornis here, again, he's came in as the pitcher. This is the last, since the start of the last inning. Next pitch, high and out. 2-2 on the count. Jaden Meyer on the 2-2. Nornis delivers.
hit high in the air, and it is foul. Staying on the 2-2 count, Jaden Meyer, Ike Tramp up to bat, Micah Lang in the hole, and Chris Fitzgerald in the clean. Next pitch. This one is again fouled and chopped just past the right light pole. We might get to see some lights come out later today. Once we get to our championship matchup, winner of this game will take on Marysville. And on the 2-2, hammering out to left, down the rope of the left line. It's a tremendous field by Derek Wirtz to prevent a could be double. And Jaden Meyer takes the single. Definitely a long single. But Meyer here now on first with one down. Ike Tramp now comes up to bat. He is one for two today. Ground down his first at bat in the second inning. That led off the second. And he was the fourth batter to come up in the third. He dropped the RBI single that scored Meyer in the third. First pitch to him. Looking for a ball. It's now 1-0. Tramp now tramping back in the side of the box, choking up the right back corner. He's evened up in the stance, high and lean, keeping the knees straight. That right behind his back. Now he leans off the pitch, and it's into the right corner for ball two. 2-0 count now for Ike Tramp. Tramp tips the helmet a little bit, pulls it forward. Now runs his chin against his left shoulder and brings the bat back over his right. Nordis here pitching now offers a fastball just under. And I mentioned that again, Nordis now pitching. Hayek, he moved out to center field from right, and in right field, Camden, who was pitching, switch and went to right. Nordis here stretching his left foot forward and delivering ball four. A four-pitch walk on Ike Tramp. Tramp now on first, Jaden Meyer on second. And if anything is to tell that we saw from that last inning, the Smetha Blue Jays were at one point 3-for-3 with runners in scoring position. They were able to really pile on those runs when a runner was on second base. And one of those batters who scored a runner was Micah Lang. He was able to score Ike Tramp. Tramp was able to get the second off of an error. First pitch, just low to the left of Lang, and that is going to be ball one. And Nordis here, not wanting any more damage in this game to be done. Trying to hold the Smetha Blue Jays to just three, and the catcher is unaware where the ball went. It's a wild pitch. And looks like something happened at third base. There was a lot of ruffle over that way, but nonetheless, the wild pitch gets the runners and both in scoring position. Jaden Meyer on third, Ike Tramp on second. This is the first time a runner has been on third base today for Sabetha. Here's the pitch on the 2-0. And it's out again for ball three on Michael Lang. Michael Lang still trying to take his at-bat here. Smetha has yet to load the bases here today. Emaus Central, they had the bases loaded in the second inning, but couldn't do much with it. Next pitch, back in for strike one. Smetha, they made a tremendous double play to get out of that situation, by the way. It was a 1-2-3 double play. If you know Sesame Street, you know it counts. Sabetha was able to do it just like that. The 1-2-3 and counting numbers here. Sabetha tallying one with a wild pitch. Nordis getting away on the pitch to Lang, and it also was a walk for the fourth ball and the count against Lang. So Lang's now on first. Ike Tramp's on third off the wild pitch. And Jaden Meyer came through and scored, and Sabetha is now up 4-2. We've already seen one pitching change already from Nemaha Central. Could we see an early second? We saw Camden Schmitz only go three innings. He went five hits, three runs, all earned, one strikeout, one walk, two strikeouts. Nordis, he has only went two innings so far. He's already given up one run, one hit. He's watched now back-to-back batters. It was just a quick chatter on the mound with Coach Mayberry and his infield, including Nordis, and he quickly heads back to the dugout. One down, top of the fifth. Sabetha, 4-2 over Nemaha Central. Sabetha, the 3 seed, Nemaha Central, the 2. Winner will play Marysville in the regional championship. Curtis Fitzgerald. First pitch, and looks like it got dropped by the catcher. So a pass ball. Micah Lang now on second. Ike Tramp on third. Runners placed back in scoring position for the Blue Jays. See if they can put both in here with a fastball that rode just a notch too quick for Fitzgerald to get a hold of. And Fitzgerald is on an even 1-1. Fitzgerald holds off on the next one as it rides high for ball two. 2-1 count now. Fitzgerald, the sophomore center fielder. Next one, a chest-high fastball that locates itself in the zone for strike two. It's now an even-up 2-2 count. Nordis needing to put the wrap on it for the second out. Here's the next delivery, and it is out to the right corner for ball three. It is a full 3-2 count on Curtis Fitzgerald, who has already had a single today. Here's the next pitch. It is down Broadway, and it is fouled straight back to keep it to the full count. Curtis Fitzgerald with runners in scoring position, needing the out. He's had 2 hits today. And here on the full count, he walks. And 3 straight batters now have walked for Sabetha. Tramp, Lane, and Fitzgerald. Sabetha have started to walk the walk. Now they have a chance to talk the talk. And the Blue Jays are starting to chirp up here with some runs. One run already scored in this inning. The base is loaded. Here's the pitch, and it's in for strike one against Cole Mendled. Mendled is third plate appearance here of the game. He is 0-1. He grounded out his last one in the fourth inning. Next pitch outside for ball one. Below the knees. Mendled walked once in the second inning. 3 straight walks from Nordis. Needing that first out. The bases are juiced. One down. And this is cranked, but it is out behind the right back fence for strike two. It's a 1-2 count. Blue Jays, again, they lost earlier in this season to Nemaha Central, falling 8-5 and 15-2 in the second game. Next pitch delivered, fouled straight back. Keep it to the 1-2. And the year before, Sabetha last season swept Nemaha Central, winning 5-4 in game one and 11-6 in game two. Both these teams battling out tough against each other in every game played. Next offering, too high in the zone, and it's now 2-2. Cole Mendled, the junior right fielder, one that was just put way too close to the face. Actually, it hit his shoulder. Didn't think it rode against him, but it did, and the hit-by-pitch will score a run. Ike Tramp comes through. Micah Lang now at third, Fitzgerald at second, and Mendled at first. Sabetha can deal some real damage here in this top of the inning with one out still and bases loaded. We are in the, again, top of the fifth. 2 runs already scored here by the Blue Jays. First pitch down Broadway for strike one against Isaac Carter. Carter took his first at bat in the last inning. Second at bat, last inning. Carter is on an 0-2 count now. Next pitch, quickly firing and dealing is Nordis, and Nordis is really taking no time here. He just wants to quickly huddle himself up and get the pitch. Again, not much time taken. It's like he's got a pitch clock, and here he goes inside and rides along the interior short of Carter, but just not enough to touch him. It's now 1-2 on the count. on Isaac Carter and the nice batter in the order here for the Sabetha Blue Jays. This one is cracked. It's going to left. The tag is the third and running home. They got him for the double play. Incredible by Nemaha Central Thunder. A double play to end it. Wirtz with the assist from the outfield. It was a 7-5-2 double play. The left fielder to the cutoff man and Mackey throwing it to Thomas behind the plate. And that will be how it ends with the bottom of the order. But Sabetha, they're able to put up two runs in the top of the fifth. It is 5-2. Sabetha leads. We head into the bottom. But Nemaha Central up to bat next.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 South of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to KMZ as we enter the bottom of the fifth. Sabetha up 5-2 now after putting up two runs off one hit, leading to stranded in the bottom of the or the top of the fifth. Here this bottom of the fifth, getting started off with a pop out to center field by Caleb Henick. And now it's Jack Mackey up the bat. He's on the 1-1. Mackey, 0 for 2 today. Next pitch is out for ball two. At 2-1 count against Jack Mackey. After opening up the bat next, Samuel Nordis in the hole and Reese Garrity cleaning. And next one, right to the knee-high level left corner for strike call number two against Mackey. It's the 2-2 count. Mackey, bat raised over the shoulder. Now here he hits it, slicing to the third baseman. The throw to first and the stretch, keeping the right foot back on the bag, and they get the out. Meyer to Tramp, and already two up and two down here for Sabetha right after the dominant top of the fifth. Here they are looking to put another back-to-back three up and three down inning against the Thunder. Now batting is Evan Olberding. Still pitching strong here is Kramer, who's went so far four innings, given up five hits, just two runs, both earned, and one walk. It's been a great game for him so far. He's trying to probably go the distance. First pitch, fouled straight back in the right of the fencing by Evan Olberding. Olberding, he's reached twice, once off of a single, the other off of a fielder's choice, so it's just one for one. The fielder's choice reach, he also came around and scored. Now a miss off the swing, and Olberding is troubling on an 0-2 count. Mitchell Kramer, the delivery to the left corner, and that rings for ball one. 1-2 count, and Kramer searches for his fourth strikeout of the game. Quickly from 0-2 to 2-2, now on Evan Olberding. Next pitch, it is chopped in, and they're going to say foul. So keep it to the 2-2. On Evan Olberding, the senior shortstop, who again has reached twice today with Samuel Nordis on deck. Nordis, who has reached twice today as well, both off hits. He's 2-for-2, a double and a single. This one popped to the shortstop, and winger on time to Tramp with the throw. That will be another back-to-back 1-2-3 inning defensively by the
Sabetha Blue Jays defense. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. Sabetha leads here 5-2 as we trickle our way up to the top of the sixth here on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Sabetha Blue Jays here up 5-2 as we enter the top of the sixth inning. And coming up here in the batting order, we go up to the top of the order with Kyler Wenger, and his first pitch to him is fouled straight back for the senior shortstop. Now down 1. Next pitch to Wenger. He fouls it the same way. It is 0-2 now for Wenger, and Nordis looking to get out quickly. He has went 2 innings so far. Next pitch is into the interior. It is launched up to the first baseman out of fair play, but he catches it for the first out. So one down in the top of the sixth here for Sabetha. Reed Mitchell now up to bat, and Mitchell Kramer on deck, and Jayton Meyer cleaning it up, or was coming up to the cleanup in the order. But Ike Tramp would be cleaning up now. Reed Mitchell is 0-2 as he steps up to the plate as a left-handed batter. First pitch to him, out and away at the right side. It's 1-0. Reed Mitchell on the 1-0 count. Keeps the back behind his back and then lifts his right foot. It is sent straight to the first base, and the first baseman drops it multiple times, but he's able to collect it for the most important time, a couple of feet in front of the base path as Reed Mitchell nearly got there. So that is a ground out to third. We've got a pop out to third and a ground out to third. Caden Peterson getting real involved here defensively. And this top of the sixth inning, Seymour Central is looking to definitely hold Smith up in the top here. Next pitch goes right down the plate for strike one against Mitchell Kramer. And Smith today has yet to be held to a 3-up and 3-down inning, but Nemo Central, they have produced back-to-back 1-2-3s offensively. Next one rides out against Kramer. It's now the 1-1. Samuel Nordis sets. Fires his leg forward, and it is ripped straight back off of Kramer for strike two. It's the 1-2 count now for Mitchell Kramer with Jayton Meyer on deck. People hustling to get the foul ball. 1-2 count now. Nordis delivers. Raunched out to right field. Backtracking for it and making the catch. On his sprint out to his left, that was Camden Schmidt, who started today as the pitcher, but there he makes the great play out in right field. That is a 1-2-3 inning immediately required for Nemoth Central to produce against Sabetha. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and unless on base, Sabetha still has the lead, though. 5-2 over Nemoth Central, but the Thunder has a chance to respond here in the bottom of the sixth. On okay.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. First pitch in the bottom of the sixth goes low for ball one here against Samuel Nordis. Nordis is 2-for-2 today with a double and a single. Takes a hard swing and miss on a fastball and misses. And now goes 1-1. About the Blue Jays, fighting real hard in this regional. Last year they were at the Jeff West Regional and they beat Bishop Ward in the regional championship to move on to state. The ball goes to the third baseman just then, and he throws on time to first base, Ike Tramp, for the first out. Already one up and one down for Nemaha Central. Now coming up, it's Reese Garrity and Derek Wirtz on deck. Garrity today, he's reached twice. For the second time up, he hit a double. This one is sent out into shallow center, and it's placed down beautifully for a shallow hit. Garrity, the one out single to get on for Nemaha Central. Derek Wirtz now up to bat. Nemaha Central needing some work here in this bottom of the inning. Kramer still going the distance. First pitch to Wirtz is hit out to the right fence. Back behind, hitting the netting for ball one. Strike one. 0-1 count for Wirtz. Wirtz leveling the bat, kind of moving it back and forth. Takes the swing on a fastball that drops, and now he's on an 0-2 count. Reese Garrity, senior DH, Derek Wirtz, the senior fielder. Garrity is on first right now. And that's a strike call. That's a three-pitch strikeout on Derek Wirtz. And great timing there by Kramer. Kramer here today has recorded 4 strikeouts so far. He is at 37 on the season. 2 outs in the bottom of the sixth, the runner on. Nemaha Central needs to score. A chop off the mound, and that'll see what that goes down as officially, but Winger was trying to go make the play off the hop from the mound. It goes down as an error against Winger. And Winger, he had the ball in his glove, but he fumbled and dropped it right before he was able to make the light toss to second base. 2 outs, runner on first and second. First pitch rides inside on Levi Thomas for ball one. Thomas batting eighth in the order. Carter Hike on deck batting ninth. We'll reset back up to the top of the lineup to Caleb Enoch. 1-0 for Levi Thomas with the pencil bat. Left-handed header, and that one over the top of the second baseman and Carter. And one run will come through for Nemaha Central. That is Reese Garrity that came through and scored on the 2-out RBI single from Levi Thomas. Caden Peterson now is on third. And now you look at that error that was just committed by the shortstop from Sabatha, and that one run wouldn't have even have went through if Wanger could have got that final out. But nonetheless, Nemaha Central now only down by 2, 5-3 here with Carter Hike. The bomb in the order to bat. First pitch to him, he fouls out to his left. Carter Hike is 0-for-2 at the at-bat today. He bats ninth in the order. Carter Hike, a big chance to make up here for him. Bats 232 on the season. And nearly a balk against Kramer. Definitely want to be careful when you're getting unset from the mound. And now you're walking. Kramer takes a look at first. Now delivering down center. That is a fly foul ball. 0-2 for Carter Hike. He is again struck out twice today. He struck out on an 0-2 in his first at bat. Struck out on the 2-2 in his second. Here he's on an 0-2. First and third, and that is a wild pitch. That'll get past Mitchell, and a run will come through the plate with Caden Peterson, and Levi Thomas will get his way to second, and a throw out to second base. Not sure what the decision was on there, but now Levi Thomas is in scoring position for Nemaha Central. And just like that, Nemaha Central down 5-2 is now only displaced by one run. It is 5-4, a chance to tie with a runner on third. And a swing and a miss for the strikeout by Carter Hike. Nemaha Central doesn't take the lead or tie it, but they're only down by one. They produce two runs off two hits, one and an error. There's just one left on base in the bottom of the sixth. We head into the top of the seventh. Sabetha 5, Nemaha Central 4 here on KNZA.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are in the final inning of regulation in the top of the seventh. 5-4 is the score. Sabetha leads by one. Here, the first pitch, second pitch, excuse me, rocketed out into center, and now it's trailing behind Nordic, and able to get all the way to second is Jayton Meyer. Meyer gets the hit on his second pitch given to him to start the top of the seventh, and another leadoff man gets on here for Sabetha. Here now, Ike Tramp up to bat, Mike DeLing on deck, and in the hole is Curtis Fitzgerald. All sophomores here in the meat of this order for Sabetha. Such a young group, but they have had a dominant showing today against Nemaha Central. Next pitch by Nordis, and a swing and miss from Tramp is now strike one. Tramp today has scored twice. He has reached base twice. Both times he scored. Here's his first time off a single. His second time off of a walk. Next pitch. And now a throw for the attempt at second. They called the pitch a ball against Ike Tramp. Meyer was back in safe on the slide. Tramp on the 1-1. Right-handed batter, keeping up in the back of the box, keeping it even up in the stance, leans on the pitch, and it's now 2-1. 2-1 count for Ike Tramp, runner on second, no outs. That's up 5-4 here, we're in the top of the seventh. Nordis, deep breath, delivers, and a swing on in a chunk of the ball, for sure, as it's fouled straight back by Tramp. 2-2 count there for Ike Tramp. Crowding the back right corner, punches, and hits it foul out to the right side. Keep it to the 2-2. Wind dying down a little bit here. It is just a breezy 15 miles an hour to the right corner of the field. We haven't seen any out of the ballpark today, but we've seen plenty of doubles. Next pitch by Nordis. drives too high, and it's now a full count, 3-2. Sabetha needing to extend their lead here against Nemaha Central, or at least wanting to. Mike Tramp on the full count, and Nordis steps off the rubber for a moment, and he gets back set. Right foot back, left foot front. Even as he sets, left foot stretch dealing, and that is hit out into right center. That should score a run, and yes, it will, as Ike Tramp is rounding first. Coming home is Jayton Meyer. Back-to-back doubles for Sabetha. And it is now 6-4. Sabetha leads with no outs in the top of the seventh. And Sabetha this game has 8 hits now. Both teams with 8 hits apiece. Micah Lang now batting with a runner in scoring position. Showing bunt first. Oh, what a beautiful bunt. The play will be to first, and it's on time. But Lang did his job. He put Ike Tramp in scoring position on third base. You definitely can't be upset on that play if you're Sabetha. You get the first out if you're Nemaha Central, so you do like those. You do like that. Curtis Fitzgerald, batting seventh in the order, comes up. The seventh, eighth, and nine all now up to do. With Cole Menold up next. Fitzgerald, fourth plate appearance today. He's out of the box right now. Just pendulum swinging the bat left to right before he swings it around his right shoulder and grounds the back right of the box. Now here's the pitch by Nordis, and it is hit out to right center. That's going to be another score for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Here the chirp of the birds, and Fitzgerald is now on first as he records a one-out RBI single. That scored Ike Tramp, who was on third base, thanks to the grounder from Micah Lang, who moved him from second to third. Now Cole Menold comes up to bat. It's 7-4. Sabetha leads now by 3. The throw is the first, but Fitzgerald is safe on the throw in. Nordis needing to get out of this inning. Cole Menold still awaiting his first pitch here on his fourth plate appearance. Here it goes. And it hits sharply out to the right. Takes a couple of twirls and swirls. And that is another single for the Sabetha Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays are really starting to get going here in this seventh inning. They know it's on the line that Nemaha Central has 3 more outs at the bottom of this inning. And they need to extend the lead as much as they can. And here Sabetha has put up 2 runs on the board. 2 doubles, 2 singles, all in this inning alone. 10 hits on the game. And it looks like we might just see Nordis be done today. And yes, we do. He tosses the ball to his coach, Mayberry, and the ball gets handed to Jack Mackey. And it looks like we're going to see Jack Mackey here warm up and get prepared to pitch. So Mackey will now pitch. They're going to send Nordis back out to the outfield. It'll be interesting where we see the rest of the defensive alignment change. But the score is 7-4, one out in the top of the seventh. Sabetha Blue Jays lead over the Nemaha Central Thunder. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Jack Mackey who comes in here for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Entering in for Nordis in the top of the seventh. Score 7-4. Sabetha leads over Nemaha Central with one down, runner on first and second. Taking the at-bat right now is Isaac Harder and hits this one foul. 0-1 count now for Isaac Harder. And here looking to finish the game, possibly for Nemaha Central, is Jack Mackey. Of course, Nemaha Central needing at minimum 3 runs to keep this game going in this bottom of the seventh. Pitch fouled straight back from Isaac Harder, and it is now the 0-2. Betha, one out in the inning, run on first and second. They have done excellent today when runners have been in scoring position. Isaac Harder, ninth batter in the order here, takes a swing. This is a high flyer. It's by the dugout by Nemaha Central. I can't quite see it, and they do get the out. And on top of that, there was a double play that was made. It was Curtis Fitzgerald who got out, and just like that, the top of the seventh comes to the wraps. So now, Sabetha Blue Jays here, just up 7-4, a 3-run lead as we enter the bottom of the seventh. Nemaha Central, they have 3 outs to at least tie this game here on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, bad news and good news here for Nemaha Central. They trail 7-4 here against Sabetha in the bottom of the seventh, but good news for them. Their top of the order comes up. Caleb Hienick leading it off. Jack Mackey due up second. Evan Orbing due up third. And in the cleanup spot will be Samuel Nordis. First pitch gets contacted, and it's on time for a throw. A play from Wechner out to Tramp. And the first pitch is taken for a ground out by Hienick. Hienick, he may just finish his game going 1-4 today. He took his first at-bat for a double, and now 0-3 since.
Now batting the pitcher, number 13.
One down, 2 outs to go. Sabetha, that's all they need to get to the regional championship game. Nemaha Central, they were apprehended last year against Marysville in their semifinal regional game. Sabetha, they made it to state last year. They beat Bishop Ward 4-1 in the regional championship. 1-0 count here for Jack Mackey. As he steps out and he quickly collects himself back in the box. Mackey came in to hit the final 2 outs in the top of the seventh. Here he rockets one out to left, and the play is made by Michael Long. And it is 1 out away here
from the Sabetha Blue Jays going to the regional championship, the number three looking to take down the number two. Again, Sabetha, they lost earlier this season to Nemaha Central 8-5 and 15-2. But here they have a chance to spark a little bit of revenge. First pitch to Overding goes in for strike one. Mitchell Kramer, he's went the distance. This one is all the way up in the air. Playable from center, and the Sabetha Blue Jays will go to the regional championship here at the home field at Somerset Ballpark in Sabetha, Kansas. What an incredible performance Sabetha put on today. Fitzgerald making the catch out at the very end. A final score of 7-4. The Blue Jays, the number three, taking down the number two. That means the regional championship will be a number three against five matchup. Sabetha will be the home team. Marysville represent the away. Sabetha coming up with the big-time plays. We'll talk about it here in the postgame. We'll give a couple of minutes here, and we'll come right back here on KNZA. Again, Sabetha, they win to move on to the regional championship here at their home field, 7-4.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number two, the number three takes down the number two. Sabetha Blue Jays taking down Nemaha Central, the Thunder, 7-4 here on KMZA 103.9. What an incredible game by both teams. Let's quickly run through the stats here. Sabetha Blue Jays, 7 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors, and 8 left on base. For Nemaha Central, 4 runs off 8 hits, 2 errors, leaving just a total of 5 on base. A big dominant game here by the Sabetha Blue Jays. Nemaha Central, they came out with the early lead here on this game. They led early on in the game, 1-0. They struck first in the first inning with Cable Phoenix coming around and scoring, but Sabetha Blue Jays, of course, taking the lead 3-1 at the top of the third. That's when they first started to get their scoring going. They had 3 runs off 3 hits and 1 error in the top of the third inning. In the bottom of the third, Nemaha Central manages to produce 1 run off 2 hits. It was then 3-2. Sabetha would then produce 2 runs in the fifth inning and spotted 2 more runs in the seventh. Jayton Meyer, Ike Tramp, and all those innings I just mentioned that Sabetha scored in 3, 5, and 7, both those two players came through and scored 3 times. Jayton Meyer scored in the third, fifth, and seventh. Ike Tramp also scored in the third, fifth, and seventh. That's what you got to love to see from Sabetha when you were in the kind of middle grind of your order. It was truly the middle of the order here from Sabetha that really grinded out nicely and played to its top potential today. But, of course, you can't forget the pitcher who made the start from the mound and went all seven innings, Mitchell Kramer. He is now at 38 strikeouts on the season. He had five strikeouts this game alone, initially only one walk, four runs, eight hits, went the seven inning distance. He was able to get it done for the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays now head to the regional championship. They went to the regional championship last year at the 3A Jeff West Baseball Regional Championship. They won against Bishop Ward 4-1 to head to state. So again, bet the Blue Jays trying to go back to state for another year. They take on the Marysville Bulldogs. We're going to take about a 15-20 minute intermission, and we'll be right back for the regional championship of 3A down here at Sabetha. Again, Sabetha will take on the Marysville Bulldogs in the 3A regional baseball championship here on KMZU.